This is KCUR 89.3. Infections resistant to treatment by antibiotics can be deadly, and they're on the rise. In an effort to save some of our most crucial medicines, as of January 1st, the federal government is imposing new rules on how antibiotics can be used to treat livestock. But as Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, the changes are minimal.
I don't know if you've noticed, there's a little bit of a sneeze in here.
Veterinarian Paul Thomas is walking through this hog barn near Audubon, Iowa. He's not worried about the cough he hears coming from the two-month-old pigs.
You know, there's a good chance that whatever's causing that, might be viral or might be environmental. And an antibiotic in that case is not appropriate. It's not going to do anything.
And yet, the thousands of pigs here are getting antibiotics in their feed, as are many of the animals that become our pork chops and steaks. More than 21 million pounds of medically important antibiotics were sold for use in livestock in 2015, according to the most recent government data. Thomas says these recently weaned pigs are susceptible to a bacterial diarrhea.
That's predictable, and so we might use a VFD on a product to prevent that.
Is that the most recent?
A VFD, which Thomas shows me, is a veterinary feed directive. It's like a prescription, and now they're required for all antibiotics deemed medically important to humans. For example, piglets might get penicillin for meningitis, or cattle might get treated with tetracyclines for a liver condition. Those same classes of drugs are prescribed to people for strep throat and acne. In the past, farmers could buy feed containing antibiotics at the local feed store without even consulting a vet. Not anymore.
I do think it will ensure that antibiotics are being used appropriately, and I think that's what's important.
Doctors and public health officials say overuse in people and livestock is making the medications less effective. Exposed bacteria that don't die adapt and can even become more dangerous. That's why the Food and Drug Administration developed tighter controls. Also in the new rules, giving animals antibiotics so they grow faster or bigger is no longer allowed. But farmers can still use the drugs to prevent and treat diseases. Iowa State University Extension veterinarian Chris Rodemaker says that's important, and farmers and vets are committed to appropriate use standards.
We're humans too. We understand the concern, and we think as long as we don't jeopardize animal health and well-being, we're going to do everything that we can to make sure we're using antibiotics judiciously.
I frankly am skeptical that we're going to see any drop in amount of drug used or any big shift in which particular drugs are used.
That's James Johnson, an infectious disease doctor at the University of Minnesota. And he's right. The rule changes do not call for reduction in overall antibiotic use on farms.
My concern is not that there are other ones that will be used and they'll be as big a problem. It's in fact that the air is going to hit the fan now with this thing, and really nothing is going to change.
That worries him because each year about 2 million people in this country get sick with a bacterial infection that antibiotics can't wipe out. Some 20,000 of those people die. Researchers have linked illnesses in humans to drug-resistant bacteria on the farm. But Johnson says agribusiness interests downplay the link between on-farm use, the emergence of resistance, and illness in people.
It's very clear that these high antibiotic use intensive animal operations are great breeding grounds for resistant bacteria.
Johnson also recognizes agriculture's argument that there's limited data definitively linking on-farm antibiotic use to resistant infections in humans. The FDA declined to explain just how its new rules will reduce antibiotic resistance, but in a written statement told Harvest Public Media that it's expanding its data collection on the sale and distribution of antibiotics in hopes of better studying the link between farm use and resistance. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.